voice that you gave us is, and an impact you can't deny. Oh, 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 oh. Now you be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. Oh, 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 oh. The microphone everywhere.
Call it, call it.
Oh, 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 oh.
Take it, take
oh, 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 oh.
Call it, call it. Take it, take it.
Call it, yeah.
Call it, call it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Take it, take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Call it, call it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Take it, take it.
The microphone.
Time at 8 minutes past 10. I'm glad to be here again. I'm glad to be here again. Welcome, welcome Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome Africa. Welcome Mars. You never know. You could be listening to us on Mars right now. Are you one of those who think that we don't live alone? Like, we're not alone in this world. When I say we, I'm talking about human beings. That we're not alone, like, there could be aliens out there. There could be people. There could be some creatures out there. Trust me, I'm beginning to believe that. I'm beginning to think that once in a while, these creatures come into our world and then they go back. I mean, I don't know, man. I've been thinking weirdly lately. Maybe because there's been a lot of talk about the world ending and stuff. But low-key, I've reasoned it. I said, what if the Adam and Eve stories, as if, okay, let me leave that. What if we have other people living in other places, not Earth? Not people. What if we have other creatures? Because a lot of people have been saying stuff like that. And now that we hear that some men are planning to, you know, create some space in Mars, I cannot but only think again about these things. Have you thought that way too? Well, we are here for another fun time on radio. We are here to chase the life. Yes! 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 We're here to celebrate yet another day of survival in the pandemic. Well, in the United States, they're talking about the first 100 days of the new president. What expected of him? In England, you know what's happening there. In China, you know the story. In other African countries, you know what the story is. In Nigeria, what is the gist? Well, we try to find out what the pulse of Lagos feels like this morning when we ask you to call and scream and say, "What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life!" And then let's to forget you about your worry and just live life and enjoy the beauty of this gift called life. Remember, whenever you hear, "What's up, Lagos?" you say cheers to life wherever you are. So whenever you hear the sound from your radio station, whenever you hear that, you say cheers to life wherever you are. And if you have a glass, just raise it up. Make sure there's water in it, just saying. But ensure that you join the exercise, because that is the beginning of the extra happiness and joy and excitement you need each and every day. Welcome on board. My phone lines are buzzing already. I'm sure Colette is getting set to screen the call so that we can get quality sound and start talking to you. What do we have on the show today? Well, a number of things on the list, and I'll just go one after the other before I start taking your calls. First of all, how was your night? That's why I say yesterday, we see in Adu Road, okay, area, that area, they were fighting at night. But this morning I saw some military presence around Aja, and I was wondering what's going on. And I also saw that the police were on the roads, and I was wondering what's going on, and I was told that there was fight yesterday. Say the boys fight again. That is becoming a notorious thing in that area, and it has to be addressed. It has to be addressed, except if they've overpowered the government there. I don't want to believe that, because it's becoming unbecoming. How can this happen all the time? People live in fear, and some are scared of being robbed or being attacked, or scared of maybe stray, I don't want to say stray bullets, because I don't know what they used to fight, but a stray stone or stick or something. This is not a time for anybody to be talking about fighting on the streets, man. This is a time to come together and survive. But if you experience that fighting along that area, let me know what really happened from your eyewitness report, as it were. Yeah, what's happening in your neighborhood is the first thing we're asking you. We're trying to get reports of what's going on across Lagos. We try to, sample the opinions of Lagosians on a number of social issues around your neighborhood. And that's what we do every morning on the show. Pretty simple to start. And that is accompanied with a question of the day. And today, a question of the day being Thursday. Every Thursday on the show, we celebrate the African continent on the Black Africa Tour. And today, we're asking you, how are disputes settled in your tradition? You know, every tradition has a way of settling disputes. You know, it's either you call them, you sit down, and all that. You may say, Collins, why is this important? A lot of people will be learning today one thing or the other on how to settle disputes, because disputes are inevitable. They are inevitable, whether they're humans, even when they're animals, they're disputes. Animals, I'm telling you. And talk less of humans who have brains and think and have, you know, are influenced by almost everything. Almost every single thing influences us. The people we talk to, what we hear, there'll be disputes, like disagreement go day. You understand? Two different brain, different mindset, different head, different way of thinking, different eyes. Because what you see, nobody to me they see. You understand? We can be seeing different things. And you assume that you are seeing it. You know, see, this thing is half empty. You are saying it's half full. And you guys could argue there until it becomes a dispute. So disputes are inevitable where humans exist, and that's a fact. And we're asking you, how are disputes settled in your tradition? Some of the biggest disputes that have not been settled over the years include herders, farmers. And you know the talk about that. You know what's going on all around the country concerning that. That's like one of the oldest disputes that you can ever talk about in the history of this country that I know of, you know, from time immemorial. You know, many years ago, I have been hearing of these things, and today still a matter. So it'd be nice to talk about how disputes are settled in your tradition as we celebrate the African continent and celebrate Africa in a very special way. Also, at half past the hour, we'll ask you a number of questions. That's what we'll focus on fully on half past the hour. That's it. So, yes, actually, that's what we'll focus on. That's our main focus. And then the question really I wanted to ask is, what do you think could attract foreigners to your village or town or states? What is that thing that can attract foreigners to your town or village or state? That's what I'm asking you. So, guys, I'm taking you back home. We're remembering together. We, you know, whenever we talk about our culture and our Africanness, it's always good to go back to the village, because where we come from, that's where you could actually have the rawest of, you know, our traditions, our beliefs, and a whole lot of stuff. In the city, a lot of things have been watered. A lot of things have been, you know, change to suit the city life, so it's always good to go back. So that's what we're asking you to tell us what that thing is that would attract people to your village or your town. And then at 11 o'clock on the social media highlights, we would have a special guest also. We'll be celebrating creative excellence. We'll be talking about, you know, we'll be having some guests in the studio, a very special guest that you'll be meeting. I'm talking about A-listers who'll be joining us. And we'll talk about whether you can date someone really, really older than you. Someone really older than you. Can you date someone that old? Does it matter? All right? Do ladies date, you know, a man old enough to be their father for either love or money? Could it be love? Could this be love? Could it be love? Or is it for the cheese? What if you don't have cheese? What else could that be? Would that be love? Or maybe there's a third reason, I don't know. We'll talk about that at 11 o'clock. I know the ladies will come in and try to talk about that even more. So guys, now that you know what we have on the show, let's get straight into it as we switch to start taking your calls on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. This is Happy Radio for happy people across Lagos. Remember, what's up, Lagos? Let the excitement begin now. Who's first? You can send a WhatsApp message to 0809. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? And so say all of us, hooray!
Just
so say all of us, hooray! So say all of us, yes,
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 yes.
What's up, Lego?
Oh my. Wow. Cheers to life, my brother. I'm excited to hear you. That was the best energy to have and to start the show with. Oh my.
As usual.
Yes, so how do you do, Chief Darlington? Chief Darlington.
You spark off my energy.
Wow.
You started it.
Wow.
I wanted to beat it times 10. But age didn't allow me, Colin.
I mean, you did times 100, I'm telling you. Chief Darlington. Woo!
Colin,
sir.
This talk you are having this morning are well. They are energy busting. Ah. Nice flagging.
Hey.
Inspirationally uploading. Explosive.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
I'm alive.
Yep.
I'm happy. Yep. Every day I want to listen to you.
Oh.
Every day I want to thank God.
Oh.
Every day I want to look into the sky and see if I could see the sun again.
Yes.
It's another daybreak.
It's another day.
Collins,
we're celebrating. Oh my, oh my.
Not easy to be alive when you hear about death.
Yes.
So
every day. I'm telling you.
When you know about people, you know.
But
if you know, you know.
That's right.
My area is calm.
Okay.
The apprehension of the presence of COVID is there. People listen and hear the stories of those who have survived. They have gone to hell and come back.
That's right.
That's right.
It's not easy, Collins.
It's not.
If you saw death and you returned, you will continue to appreciate God.
That's right. That's
you will
right.
know there's God. And then you want to use an opportunity provided by the likes of Collins to scream to the world to see if God will hear your voice.
Yeah.
Directly from here. And so I say, what's up, Lagos?
Chase the life. Celebrate life. Oh, my God. Thank you, Chief Darlington. Thank you for starting the show this way. God bless you.
World Trailblazer.
Oh my! Welcome, yeah. Welcome!
Yeah.
Oh my! Cheers yes, to life! Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes.
You can feel the vibrato.
Yes, so I felt the vibrato, my brother. The vibrato was very, very loud. Oh my! Welcome. Yes. Who do we have this morning?
This is Adegoke from Lekki.
Adegoke. How is Lekki yes, this morning, so, Adegoke?
Yes, so I want here.
Good to have
Lekki,
you.
Lekki, it's to be shower. Okay. Just drops of rain.
You know, to like just give us
deep just wet,
showers just of blessing to wet the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
But we need heavy rain, sir.
Ah, you need heavy just rain.
Fine. Yeah, it fell from 2 days ago on the mainland, very heavy. So you need to reciprocate it on the mainland, on the island, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We need our own too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were going away this morning, right?
Yep.
About the planet thing. So I have this short poem I wrote some years ago called Weird Planet. Very short.
All right.
It said, "Strange, weird planet. Strange noises heard in the thick of the night. Unidentified flying objects flood the sky. Weird planets where people walk upside down. Weird planet where animals exhibit traits, the human traits. The sun shines at night. The moon gives her light by day. A weird planet where the forests have become people's abode and houses have become animals' dwelling places. Touts have become the watchmen and the watchmen have become the watched." Yeah, so wow. I decided to go a bit weird because those are weird things, actually.
That sounded beautiful. I was trying to give it the right sound to just accompany your poem.
Yes, exactly.
But the good thing is every Thursday, starting from next week, we'll give everyone 1 minute to express themselves, whether it's through poetry, singing, or whatever it is you want to do. We call it share the mic. So
yeah, that would be cool.
I look forward to hearing more poems from you. That was inspiring, that would be
cool.
Trust me.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, I actually saw a flying UFO.
Wow, you saw that?
Yes, we're in the north then, Maiduguri to be precise.
Okay. I hear that city used to be one of the most beautiful in the world.
Yeah, back then, I don't know about now.
Yeah, so I heard in the time past.
Back then, yes.
Great.
Really.
So. What do you think would invite people to your village?
My village. We have a few tourist centers.
Yeah.
In those states, to be precise.
Okay,
that's
of course.
State. Yes. I think the tourist centers should attract them.
All right.
The culture of the people.
Right.
And our dressing is unique.
Yeah.
Our traditional attire.
How about the language? The language, too. I love the language.
Yeah, unique, too. There are so many. In Nigeria, we have so many languages. Some people say just classify, say Yoruba. In Yoruba language, there are so many languages.
Yeah, that's right.
My place, you will see Ondo language, you hear Idori. You hear different
languages, that's right.
Languages.
Thank you.
In the north too, everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, we are so blessed. So our languages should attract them.
That's right. We're going to break now. Well, Lagos, Nigeria. Like they say, good music will hit you hard and you feel no pain. And a shout out to the man, Ken Arts. Ken Wagwobu. I get to talk about him all the time. That's because he's one of Africa's finest creatives that is passionate about giving the best and also bringing out the best in other young talents. And this is just so beautiful. Jack Mills and Aziz, Remember It's Temptation. It's What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, and we're back to getting reports from across Lagos on what's happening in your neighborhood. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing this morning. And before we get into our Black Africa Tour conversation this wonderful day on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. What is the Black Africa Tour about? It's a time where we celebrate the African continent We talk about our people, our culture. We celebrate creative excellence on the continent. And as we wait to get more of your calls across the city of Lagos, we'd also like to lay the foundation of our talk on the Black Africa Tour today. Understanding the role of traditional leaders in our contemporary world is what we'll just x-ray for a few minutes, even as we take more of your calls across Lagos. But first, let's hear from Lagos. I need to talk to 10 people back to back. 10 calls back to back. I don't mind 5 ladies, 5 guys. I would appreciate if it's 5 ladies, 5 guys, because I like to do that balancing, okay? It's very necessary for us to do the balancing, because I don't want to be one of those that say, Collins, it's only men that are calling on your show. Why is it only ladies? No, I want to balance everything up. But I love me some more ladies, though, but let's go back to the calls. 0700-993-993-993. What's happening in your neighborhood? Give us the social happenings around your neighborhood concerning COVID-19 protocol observance. We need to talk about that. Also, what's the security situation like in your neighborhood? What are people talking about? I hear that those who are... we have poultries that are going through tough times getting, feeds for their chicks. So is that true? I heard that's what's going on. Because nobody would talk about that unless Collins brings it on radio. Is that true? Is it true that, you know, to get feeds have been difficult? And, I would like to know if you're in that particular space. I don't mind hearing from you. I really appreciate that. But you can call me and just tell me what the vibe is like on your neighborhood. And also you can call me to celebrate life. Cheers to life. That's what we do. That's the most important thing on the show. So call me up now. 0700. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
What's Cheers Lagos?
Cheers to life. Who do we have?
You have Ebuka on the line, man. How is it going?
Great, Ebuka. Where are you calling from this morning?
Ebuka, they talk now. I'm
Kadeo. Ebuka, you know, like 6 Ebuka, they call every day. No.
No, okay. Make
There's
sure two
Ebuka.
Ebuka,
where are you calling from this morning?
That one, I see no man. Me, Junior Ebuka.
How about somebody? See, the idea is not for you to assume everyone knows. There's someone who could be listening who doesn't know who Ebuka is. So you have to always mention your name when you call in.
Yes, sure. And I do mushi like this, yeah.
Afa, mushi.
Collins, take care. Where your wife? When your wife go even conceive?
Is that the topic that I'm asking you now?
Nah, stay part Ebuka, of the African Ebuka, culture Ebuka. Celebration. Yeah, I hear you.
You have 2 seconds left.
Okay.
Your time is up.
Okay, no, wait. Let me contribute. Hello?
Okay, quick, go ahead. She's coming next week anyways, on Monday, so...
Okay, bro. So the topic you asked about, what leader, elderly statement, right? Their roles in our community, whatever thing. I think for our kinsmen and every other thing, I think if they should stay on truth, peace, Our society will be better, honestly, because when we talk of Africa and duty, culture, all of them, when they speak out the truth, like say you have a stranger in your village, you didn't kill them, you don't do them bad, you always keep peace, you know, things will balance well. That's why we see people killing people just because they don't want them, they say we'll sue, all these other things. We should just come up from these, our personal interests, and make humanity be a thing. What's up, Lagos, bro?
What's up? Cheers to life. Ebuka, thank you so much. You made the point. So the next one, I said 10. That's 1, 2.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow,
indeed. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. How
morning.
Do you do?
Kunle, I'm fine.
Kunle, good to have you, man. That was, you know, that was one of the greatest energy I've had this morning. And it's great to know.
Oh, oh God.
I'm telling you. Great, man.
Before I forget, you still owe me.
I know.
Okay. Mo no ladder. You don't do.
Bad guy.
My area now. I'm calling president from Igodo, and everywhere is lively today.
Okay.
I mean, I'm even happy coming out, and I don't know why everybody's excited though. Maybe they are listening to WhatsApp Lagos too. I don't understand.
I guess they're listening to WhatsApp Lagos. I'm sure about that. Anyways. Yeah. Man, we're going to talk about, you know, understanding the role of traditional leaders in our contemporary world. And we'll get into that conversation shortly. I would like to still find out from you, I would like to find out from you our question of the day. Did you hear our question of the day?
No, I didn't.
You did not, obviously. So let's get this. First of all, it's straightforward. All right. Okay. What is that thing that you think would bring people to your village?
My village, Olumarok, number one.
Hey, Olumarok. In Ogun State, there are so many things to attract people in Ogun State.
Especially from Abeokuta. Yes. Once you are going to Abeokuta for a tourist, at least number one is Olumarok. All step down with palm wine.
Egba.
You get one man down for that area.
Are you serious? Are you saying I'll get high or it'll be sweet?
The thing goes sweet is okay, your leg go heavy.
Nice way to put it, man. I love it. Thank you so much for telling us that. He's from Ogun State. The question is, what do you think would attract foreigners to your hometown, your state, your village, wherever it is you want to go? We're celebrating the African continent, and that's what we're engaging you with before we get to start the conversation on understanding the role of traditional leaders in our contemporary world. So, guys, let's get... That was the second call. I said 10. What's up, Lagos? Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
Just the life! Yes!
Just the life!
Just the life!
Hey! Yes!
Oh my!
Is Grandma!
Grandma! Whoa!
From my Yobo!
Grandma from Ayobo. I'm happy you're happy.
I'm alive. Hey. My husband is alive.
Yes, so.
My children are alive.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
You make us happy every day.
Aww. I want to
cry. Yes.
Thank you so much, Grandma. That was so
my
much
My husband
energy.
Is visually impaired.
Wow.
And I'm always at home taking care of him.
Aww.
Ben, your station. People like you, it make us happy.
Oh, thank you so much. That's why we're here.
May God bless Nigerian Info.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen. And you too.
You and your family.
Amen. And you too.
Oga Drunu Namma.
Amen.
Yes. Thank your program you. Will not fall.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mom. I appreciate you. I'm happy you're happy. That's why we're here.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Bless
my.
You.
God bless you, Mom. Thank you.
Yes.
That was the third call. Let's go to the fourth now. All right, the fourth person is not ready just yet. Let's go to the next fourth. What's up, Lagos?
I remember the chat.
Oh, my. It now looked as if it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me, even though I'm not Shaggy, but it wasn't me, trust me. Well, it's 0700-993-993-993, that's the number through which you can call us. I have some WhatsApp messages. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805. It's the Black Africa Tour on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is right here on What's Up Lagos, the only show that brings happiness in a special in your life. Cheers to life. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. There's a message. Good morning. Morning, Collins. I love your energy this morning. It keeps me going. Well, my area is in Iru. It's a bit calm and we're pushing gradually. All right, I love that. Keep pushing gradually. Don't give up. And more on this message says that, well, as for the dispute, here in Agbo, the traditional rulers sometimes mandate elders to bring to peace any ailing dispute that could bring about communal clashes and even settle family dispute as well. As for me, what will attract tourists, investors to Agbor is blessed with masses of land for tourists, for tourists. Right, for tourist attraction. And the culture of the people, he says, vast hunger from the people to witness these centers and the ingenuity of the Agborians. Who says it all? Wow, this place is a proud Agbo Pekin, you know, from Delta State, if I'm correct. We thank God for life. We are trying our best to maintain the safety measures, as well as people are refusing to do it. Even though as people are refusing to do it, say we're trying our best. Anyway, we'll get through this, he says. Thank you so much. It's coming from Mr. Nice Man. Agbo, Delta State is where he's sending the message to me. Thank you very much, and shout out to everyone listening to us in Delta State. Worry, Afa. I agree to now. Anyways, let's move on to the next message. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. I said 10 calls. I've done 4. I need 6 more. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Ooh la la, the line's jamming now. What's up, Lagos? Hey, okay, we lost that also. 0700-993-993-993 is the number. Now, let me lay the foundation, really. Let me put it right as we get into the full conversation now regarding disputes and, of course, the role of traditional rulers in our contemporary society. And that's what we do. So, first of all, you can be a part of the broadcast by either calling the numbers I've mentioned, or you could also be a part by sending a WhatsApp message or tweet at us at Nigeria Info. Now, let me also remind you that at 11 o'clock, we'll be switching the conversation to, you know, can you date someone older? Is anything wrong? Do people date people older because of money or because of love? And then we'll also have some special guests to join us because there's also something special, just like something to surprise you with today on the show. And I know you love it. Now, in the meantime, we'll look to understand the key roles traditional rulers and elders play in the African society. We'll also try to do a survey of the impacts of traditional rulers in ensuring communal stability, peace, and unity. Because people are saying, well, don't they forget the role of traditional rulers? All this clash. Is it that traditional rulers have failed? Or is it time for us to remind them of their role? Anyway, these are all the questions that are begging for answers. But I promised 10 calls. I've done 5. Let me go to the 5th, 6th. Oh, great. What's up, Lagos? Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have on the line today?
And I am very happy to drink today.
Oh, yes. Cheers to life. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I am Smokey Sissin.
Oh, your name is?
Smokey Sissin.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mushi right now.
All right. Mushi, Mushi, Mushi. Let's talk.
Mushi, Mushi,
Mushi. Nadeo. Man, let's talk, man. What's going on?
Yes, well done. You're talking about what I'm bringing some people to my village.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. It is culture that we cover even once in a year. Every 27th of December. I want you to enjoy it.
Every 27th of December?
Yes.
Okay.
So when you come there, you see all types of play, local play, food, and all that thing.
Play and food.
I'm full so many things. Ah. It's very, very colorful. It's very fine.
Where is the name? What's the name of your village, your state?
My name of his village is Ijaku.
Where is that?
Ijaku in Barani, local government.
In what state?
Akwa Ibom State.
Akwa Ibom.
Yes, yes.
How about the Indem Vo? Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. He says, go to Akwa Ibom. You love the people. He said, you love the village. You will love the food. Oh boy, what's that thing that will bring people to your place? But now let's get back to the talk before we go on our next break and then start taking more of your calls, all right? Now, historical facts from time immemorial have shown that the African continent is the hub of cultural diversity and uniqueness, and that's not a doubt. Now, this is because Africa, as a continent, is known to be a conducive home that accommodates and promotes the culture that different sub-regions of the continent uphold. It is nonetheless crucial to note that interesting perception about the African continent to be upheld. some persons who serve as custodians of various traditional cultures play an integral role in hoisting, right, the African flag of cultural creativity and diversity. That's a fact. Now, and guess what? These persons are most times our traditional rulers. And it is based on this that we both today are going to be dissecting the unique roles, or should I say the other unique roles of traditional leaders in our contemporary society, in our contemporary world. And that's what we focus on the Black Africa Tour today. Now, I have a number of questions for you. From your perspective, what are the roles traditional rulers play in our culture? We want to talk about that. And also, in what ways do your traditional rulers double as spiritual leaders? And then, what are the ways traditional rulers can be reverenced in our culture? Because these days, we don't even know, you know, how it's going. We don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So these are the questions we try to unravel. Also, I'll be asking you, what do you...
You are listening to...
Well, I'll be asking all these when I come back, actually. Let me go for the break, all right?
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, the sound of music tells you that we're back from the news and we're back into the fun on radio. It is the only radio show that affords you the opportunity to scream. You know, it's an expression of freedom, of peace and happiness and joy. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. This is it. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Hello? Hola. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? If you hadn't picked my call this time, I would have screamed double. Good morning, Kelly. It's good to hear your voice.
I would love to be killed by someone like you. Sounds great.
Oh, sugar, you don't want that. My name is Adani.
Hey, great.
I am from Obunike.
Oh, great.
So I want to talk about the cave.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that it's actually one of the United Nations heritage sites.
Yep.
Beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
But something people don't know is the confluence that is further down. The flight of stairs you take to get to the cave, then after the cave, just beside it, there's another one which people miss. And I've traveled some African countries to see the confluence they have there.
Mm-hmm.
But the one there is so awesome.
Yeah.
What's striking about is there's this clean, very beautiful clean water.
Water, yeah.
And there's this dirty one.
Mm.
What is amazing is the way that little stream pushes the dirty one and refuses it to mix.
Man.
Beautiful. I think I still have it somewhere in my phone. I'm married to a Nobunike person, and it's so beautiful. Uh-huh. And I need people to just go there. And uh-huh. I wish, well, the Igwe Umenyora is late now.
Okay.
And I'm hoping they're going to have somebody, if not better, but as good as Umenyora.
Mm.
Very good man, too, that tried to put the village together, built a lot of things, the market square,
okay.
Donated so much, gave his time, treasure, everything for the community. Very, very, very good man.
You're certainly proud about that part of the country, and we're proud to hear that. And that's what we're here on the Black Africa Tour, to celebrate the African culture and
we
the people.
We need people to come see that.
Great.
And if I have enough money, I'll build a hotel one day.
All right.
We have enough anyway.
The next time you're going there, just let me know so we can go together.
No problem. We're happy to take you. I have a beautiful house in the village, so I have enough space to
go. Okay, great. That's fine. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have fun.
A lovely day. Bye.
And you too. Bye. Well, that's the radio sound you're listening to. It's a feel of Lagos every morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
I remember the time when I was always bored, nowhere to go, no station to listen to. Ninja Info came and gave me Collins. Collins gave me what's up, Lagos? What's up?
What's up, Lagos? Yes!
Ay, ay, ay.
Cheers to life.
Collins.
How do you feel? Who's on the line this morning?
I'm feeling
oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Feeling good.
Feeling good and feeling tight.
Yeah.
Great to know. Hey, how's IKD this morning?
IKD is cool and calm.
I love the sound of that.
It seems that it wants to rain, but
okay.
I guess the weather is becoming okay and we are good to go.
Great to know.
Collins, about the culture, eh?
Yep.
You see, for my hometown, you get one thing, what they do at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody, the only day you got to go watch. They call it Igunuko Abi. Yes.
Where is that? Where?
Ogun State, around that Ado Ogun State.
Okay. Wow.
It's always fun.
It's always fun.
Seriously, it's always fun. And everybody always look, you know, they do it towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Or early stage of the year. So everybody look forward to that. Just that fun alone that you sit down and they begin to perform known magic. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure when next are you attending or having that experience? Just let me know so I can join.
Okay, no problem.
Great.
We'll check WhatsApp Lagos there.
That's okay, man. I'll be fine. We'll scream from there. Anyways, let me ask you a quick one, right?
Okay.
Does age matter in relationship? Like, does it matter if you're dating someone way older than you? That's one. Secondly, do you think that people get to date people way older than them because of love? Or could there be more? Could it be money or something? Or the third leg, which I don't know. I'm talking about third reason, if you know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah, okay. Collins, for me,
uh-huh.
I don't think age really matters. Either you are dating somebody older than you know. When you ask people that, what age can you go into the relationship, they will tell you age does not matter. That it's only when you are mature to handle things.
Hmm.
That is when you can go into a relationship. And the reason why people date people that are then, you know, we have people that they said, although I'm younger, but I want somebody that can control and take good care of me. And not only for the sake of the money, money also, you know, say, normal.
Uh-huh.
Money did there too, but not really per se, but at least they want someone that can, they feel secure, someone that has been this intellect and believe that this person can take care of me, and when he commands me, I can listen.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you for your opinion, because we're switching gears now. If you listened to me in my introductory comment, I told you all what we have for you today on the show. And I mentioned that at 11 o'clock, we have some special guests. And also, we're asking you to answer this simple question, or I don't know. I like to say simple question, but this question's never simple until you attempt answering it. I told you that we'll be asking you a number of question on the show today at 11 o'clock. And that question is what I just asked the last caller, which is what I'm going to put to you now, which is, can you date someone really older than you? That's one. And then secondly, do ladies date a man old enough to be their father because or for love or for money? That's another question, because that's a common conversation there. Don't say ladies. What do you mean? You mean guys don't date older men? You could just switch it. Ladies to guy and the same thing. You could answer. All right. And what's wrong with dating someone older than you? Those are the questions I need you to answer as we proceed today on the show. But first, before we start answering that question, let me let you know that our guests are seated and I'll be introducing them now. But first, I have a call. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Cheers to life. Let's talk.
Yeah, Colin.
Yep.
I'm Eric from Abuleba.
Good to have you. Let's talk.
Yeah. So I don't mind dating an older lady.
Okay.
Because in most relationships, the lady that is older, like the relationship tends to last longer. I noticed that. Yeah.
That's some deep thought, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Well, what's up, Lagos? Uba from Akonwojo says, Collins, what's up, Lagos? Your show is energy stimulus breaking show. Any radio station in the world, I dare to say. Well, you said it. I didn't say it. I'm mostly on the road, and when the show starts and ends, I do enjoy it. Thank you. And I'm calling But not successful, I know. It's my birthday today, so it's your birthday. Wow, happy birthday to you. You want me to play Edna Oholi? No, I'm going to play that for you before the show ends. Happy birthday to you and to everyone celebrating today. We're celebrating you. We're joining in the celebration. Just let us know. What's up, Lagos? People are doing wonderful job. Keep doing the great job. Samsung Smart sending the message from Katsina that you're on the app. And in case you are looking for an opportunity to, listen to us from outside Lagos, all you need to do is download the Nigeria Info FM app and you'll be good to go. It's 11:11. That's what the time says. And it's time to bring our guests to the fore as we proceed. Well, there are two things to talk about. First of all, we're going to take rounds from them on, the topic on ground. Like, does age matter, to date someone? Does it matter? And then we'll get into a fantastic piece, another masterpiece of productions as far as movies are concerned, which is titled Fine Wine. For those who haven't heard, here it's in the cinemas, and you could be a part of this. We'll talk about that movie, and we'll also talk about the concept of dating older people, what's behind it. First, to my left, I'm going to start. I said ladies first, or I'll go to my right first, and I'll just follow the rules. I wasn't there when they said ladies first. I wasn't born, so I'll just follow it. Was I there? Who said it? Why did they say ladies first? Why? Is it, when it comes to something bad, would you say ladies first? That's where the questions would be. No. If it says it's war now, they say, no, let the men go. No. It's good one now. I say ladies first. But, as men, we like to take it easy. We won't fight. We won't argue. We just born and just say, well, it's normal. We are men. We survive. Anyways, I do have an amazingly beautiful and talented lady by my side. On the right, on my right-hand lady this morning. Her name is Belinda Effa. How are you doing? Good to have you.
Lagos, how not?
That's so. Oh, man. I love the way you're starting the show. But right, actually, the password is What's Up Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
So my name is Belinda.
I love the energy. Come again tomorrow. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's one of the talents in this movie we're talking about. And we'd also have the executive producer of the movie we're talking about, Fine Wine. And he is none other than the one who has a name that sounds like French name. It's Nabil Sajari. Hi, Nabil Sajari. How are you doing, Sai?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Life? And the last but not the least, ladies and gentlemen, he is a mentor for many years. They call him the Black Arrow. I met him some years back when I was in Ebaldon. I went backstage and I met him. I said, I'm a young voice of artist. I've been following up with you. He took a picture with me and then he just looked at me and said, okay. It was easy. I was like, wow. Because for many years, when I was in Boya in Cameroon, we'd watch Nollywood movies. And then this man was the god of the screen, I'm telling you, and the sound. And when you listen to every advert that had to promote any movie, maybe a trailer, there was this unique way of delivering the lines that, would captivate you in this way that you'd just be like, man, this is it. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on What's Up Lagos, on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3, we do have the Segun Arinze.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? I swear, there was a swear for me. Say, me, as a voiceover artist, I can't see bros. I can't introduce anyhow. I had to do it specially because it's deserving. And every one of you.
Just mention Boa.
Yeah.
It's a lovely place.
Oh, you've been there?
Yeah, I went to film in Boa.
Wow, that's you saw the mountain?
Yeah, the Boa Mountain.
Did you go to Limbe?
I didn't go to the Limbe.
Okay.
I had to rush, but that's where the Nigerian embassy is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's in Boya and Bukwamba.
Massive mountain.
You love it, right?
When they woke me up early in the morning and I saw fog.
Yeah.
There was just fog on.
Absolutely.
They were telling me there was a mountain behind and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
One early morning they woke me up, said, come and see your clay. I almost fainted.
Yeah.
Massive.
It takes the entire state.
The entire state. The
blocks. You can't see it behind.
Booyah. And I said, booyaka, booyaka.
Absolutely. I'm happy that someone has been there because I was born there. When I talk to people about the city and I'm in the town, there's a small town of like 200 people.
But everybody, it's everybody. Yeah. Already it's tippy getting to, you have to climb a rocky mountain.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you get to the top of it, you won't even realize that.
Absolutely.
Like a voodoo run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
American Hill.
Absolutely. Great. Now, let's get into the matter on ground. First of all, before we get into the movies, right? What is wrong dating someone way older than you?
Okay, I see he's pointing at me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I said ladies first.
Ladies first, after the gentlemen. All right, I actually want to say this.
Mm.
It depends on the individual involved.
Okay.
If you can handle it, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
By handling, you mean?
A different stroke for different folks.
Okay.
Yeah, I might like white wine, you might like red wine. Mm-hmm. It's your preference, yeah?
Mm.
So our environment informs the person that we become. So if you grew up with older people, I guess you would tilt more towards older people.
Right.
You see, the people that grew up with their grandparents tend to have this maturity and make decisions because that's what they were informed by.
Mm.
And of course, if you've dated a lot of young people and you really didn't get the flavor of what you were looking for, and then maybe you have a taste of dating an older man and you have that flavor, trust me, it's like heaven.
Hmm.
Besides, you know, the perks that comes with it.
Mm.
Money, comfort, peace of mind, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, but who says every old man is rich? Who says that?
Don't know why you'd be going to.
So it would be nice to say that most ladies don't mind the age because of the money involved.
Most times. Let's be truthful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a couple of few people, very few I can count,
be there love.
Because, I mean, they force them into it. You see, in the north,
yeah,
it happens a lot because they've been betrothed to those people.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a choice, they wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there must be something. Something has to give. It's either love, it's money, or comfort, security, power, whatever it is.
All right, but let me turn now to
the gentleman.
The gentleman. Let me start with the producer first. Let me go back to you, Sai. Nabil, how would you respond to that question?
A man is a man.
Okay. That's a good way to start.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with dating an older man if you find comfort.
Okay.
In that man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you find comfort, if you find peace of mind, you know. It's there's nothing wrong with it. I personally I don't think there's anything wrong with it because if the man is old and single or is a divorcee and he knows that whatever it is, so I don't think age is a barrier.
All right.
So far is an active man.
Is there something that attracts older men to younger women?
Yes, because I think they're more respectful to women.
Oh.
Yes, and women like a lot of respect.
Hmm.
You know, yeah, so I think that's number one attraction.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, respect. Once you're able to respect the lady gets respect, gets taken care of. You know, and I don't understand when they think it's all about money.
Hmm.
Money is not everything.
Okay.
That's why you see some men, they got all the money in the world, but their women still cheat on them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, because
there's got to be more.
It's got to be more. It's just more than money. If you put money, if you use money as a bait, you'll fail it as a man.
Hmm. That's something. Take that right there down. Don't put money as a bait. But Lagos shall go clear. You say, okay, money is everything. Though that money can buy everything.
But that's what I'm telling you. But that means that means you don't want true happiness.
Hmm. True happiness, that's the word. Well, let me turn to Sherry Arise quickly before we get into the movie. So it'd be nice to hear, your comments on this.
Well, for me, money is not everything, like you said, but if you base it on that, that's the highest level of myopism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? It's narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Money is not everything, yeah, but money is something.
It's something.
Yes. I know that a lot of young ladies prefer older men because they're more receptive, they show more love, they're more caring, they give you the respect, unlike the younger one whose blood's very high and they're restless, young, and
that's
and
right.
Wild. And, a friend of mine is even starting a show called Young, Restless, and Violent.
Oh,
about young people these days when they're married, they don't last, they just fight, and before you know, the marriage is broken up.
Hmm.
But when you're with an older person, he has experience, he has the maturity. There are certain things you tell an older person, the older man, he will not react, he will just walk away. And then come back to you later and say, hey, what was that all about? And you guys trash it out and talk about it. But that's not to say that there are no young men who are also responsible. There are a lot of young men who are also responsible.
Maturity,
that's the word. The word is maturity. Who you see, you can see a man of 25, 27, 30 who behaves like a 60-year-old man. I can see a 60-year-old man behaving like a 20-something-year-old. So it's in the body. If you don't grow up, then that's your business. But I know that a lot of young ladies prefer older men. So maybe that's right. But there's nothing wrong with dating an older person.
Nothing wrong. Nothing absolutely wrong. Says. Now let's get into the movie, The Fine Wine. It pretty much captures something along these lines. And it'd be nice to know. Let me start from you. Tell us about this movie, Fine Wine. I know that we've laid the foundation, but for someone who doesn't know jack about it, to bring us up to speed.
Yeah, it's basically about the subject we're talking about now. A younger lady falls genuinely in love with an older man.
Okay.
You know, so...
And in this case, who acted the older man and younger lady?
RMD.
Oh!
RMD, the legend. The legend, Richard Buffet Damager.
Okay.
Acted the older man. Then the young girl is Ego Wonsu.
Okay.
She's a new, up-and-coming, very strong actor. You know, so... And now, this is the conversation now. She did not wake up and fall in love with the older man.
Right.
She was in a relationship with a younger guy.
Okay.
And the younger guy was treating her like trash. So...
Why are you doing that?
Because have you seen the movie?
So, you can relate, right?
I can relate very well. Because that's the beginning of your babe leaving you.
I swear.
Exactly.
You cheat up.
And not to give out
too much.
But I just say a little bit. But not to give out. I want you to go see.
See the movie.
That's
it. No spoilers.
That's Billy Ocean. Treat her like a lady. I mean,
absolutely.
This movie is going to portray everything.
Okay.
But I promise you, they're going to enjoy it.
They're definitely going to enjoy, no doubt. So let me turn down to the role. Let me guess. Were you a banker in the movie? Oh, God.
Sorry. And he has seen the trailer.
Yeah, from the trailer, actually.
Yeah, I was a banker.
Okay, tell us about your role.
And it was a lovely role. The kind of roles people would not even expect me to play. But you see, people always have this impression of putting me in a certain mold. But I tell people that I'm an actor. Granted, there are certain roles I might not be suited for, but and that's not to say that I will not take my chances when it comes to playing. So I try to be an actor with broad spectrum and balance it rather than being a stereotype. And I'm happy I've run away from being a stereotype. My career was almost wrecked by a lot of people wanting to make me a stereotype, and I refuse that. I don't want to be a stereotype. I'm an actor. I'm a trained actor for
that. That's right.
I'm from the old stock.
I'm
from the old stock, so I don't give into that. I'm also somebody who mentors young and upcoming actors, so I do not need to impact on that kind of style.
That's right. Them.
So I want you as an actor to be broad spectrum, breakaway.
That's right.
And when they see you, they believe you. That's it.
That's great. So what kind of banker were you? Just give me two things about your character that's fascinating.
It was a strict banker. He was actually
a private banker.
He was very strict about, but where the girl was brought to, let me say it.
Go on, watch the film.
You know what?
Find out.
I'm going to let Lagos listen to the trailer. I hope they get to capture something listening to that on the radio right after I get to find out what your role was.
Okay.
Were you the other lady that fell with another older man, or what was you?
Okay. All right. So I played the friend to Ego Nwosu.
Oh.
So, the one that was always cheering on. Yeah. You know, follow this guy. This guy's too old for you. This guy, that. Younger guy. I'm like, don't do this, don't do that. You know, supporters club.
Yeah. Let me guess. You were not in a relationship in the movie, were you?
I was pregnant in the movie.
Eh?
Married.
Eh? For who?
If you ask me.
Now who I go ask? Well, it's 11:25. We're having a conversation about the fine wine. It's not that we have wine in the studio. It's the title of a movie that you should see in the cinemas, like we're here. We have the executive producer here, two actors from that movie in the studio, Shego Arize, and also not forgetting that you heard the voice of Efa Belinda right there. Now, there's something going on right now. I just noticed that the something went off, and that's why you're hearing that sound. So you may not hear the sound beneath my voice as we proceed for a few minutes. But let's continue by listening to this trailer and then find out what questions you've got or comments and how we can be a part of this amazing piece of work.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry, I thought...
Sir, I'm going to assume for the benefit of the both of us that you're making an error of judgment, thinking that I clearly am somebody that I am not. So, in another couple of minutes, someone is going to be seated on that chair, and that person is not you. So I will do the both of us a favor. I'll be going to the bathroom. By the time I get back, I don't want to see you on that chair.
Are you crazy?
You promised you won't be mad.
I didn't promise anything.
Nobody's perfect, sis.
Look, I went into the banking hall to transact some business. The manager and I needed to do some business.
Business?
Yes.
Your idea of fun is spending time with an old man.
How was she?
She's not that kind of girl.
No, apart from her best.
No, I'm men. It's not interesting. She is irritating. There's a difference.
I don't. So why do you keep indulging her?
What can I do? She's the mother
of your children.
Come on now, Georgie.
That tastes really good. You can really
update
herself.
You can't really do this.
Definitely a friend you want to do stuff with.
Well, it's come up to 28 minutes past the hour. The sound, the music tells you that we have 30 more minutes to be in the studio. But my guests are believing in a matter of minutes. Yeah, but this time it will be shorter minutes, like 4 or 5 minutes. But let's wrap up this. Now you've heard everything you need to know about the movie. And I need to know when this will be available for those who like to see it and where. So let's get into that straight up.
Let me do this. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me do this. Fine Wine open in cinemas on the 12th of February nationwide. Try and see it. It's classy. It's fantastic. A great collection of stellar cast, Fine Wine, coming to cinema near you, 12th of February, 2021. Watch it now.
Absolutely. Oh, my. I'm the happy. Hearing that, I'm the happiest person in the studio. Because I never told you guys that. It's after I listened to this bros. Now some of us can't start radio. I tell you, because you know, if this bros can do it, we must do this thing, we must learn it. So I'm really happy, it feels really great. Yeah. All right, guys, we need to fix this now and get the ads to play. But before we wrap that out quickly, you heard it right, the 12th of February, that's on when?
That 12th of February.
Next week's Sunday.
This Sunday, 7th, it's the premiere.
Okay.
At Blue Pictures, City Mall. Oh, Nikon Lagos.
Oh, can we? Is it going to be exclusive to? I mean, is it
invite, by invite? By invitation.
No, you have to invite somebody for someone listening now.
Okay. Yes,
go ahead.
So, how many people are we inviting?
Just one. Give one or two. Let's
two.
Give
hello, please.
Oh, yeah, I'll leave now. I'll do show now.
two. But also, there's up to 1 million naira cash to be given in the course of the screening of the movie.
Yeah. Whoa!
That's on the 12th, and other fantastic prizes and gifts.
giveaways that's going to happen.
Wow.
So you go out and see the movie from the 12th of February, chances are that you might win up to 50,000, 100,000 plus other consolation prizes. So go out. Let's do it.
Great, man. You're getting
fine wine as you grow.
All right, great, fantastic. So we need to run right now. But before we run, two things that got my attention. People can win prizes, and that's beautiful. Now, how can they follow the movie? I'm sure that they can follow to get more information about all this beautiful stuff you've talked about.
At Fine Wine, the movie.
Hashtag.
Fine Wine, the movie, or Nevada Bridge TV.
All right.
They can follow Nevada Bridge TV or Fine Wine, the movie.
All right.
You'll get all the details on there.
Hashtag.
Great. I hope I'm safe after the show. I hope they don't call me downstairs, but it's okay. I could take that risk. But let's have you remember that the title of the movie is Fine Wine.
Fine Wine.
And you can find that on social media, of course, like you heard, who to follow. Gentlemen, lady, I have to let you go.
Thank you.
It was fun. Would you come back again sometime?
Of sure.
You'd like to be on the show?
Yes.
So when I'm coming back, I think I'll be coming back with Belinda and RMD. We'll bring you a bottle of fine wine.
Oh, yeah. How do you like your wine? Old or new?
So I'm going to give out two tickets for those who want to be at the premiere as the show continues. You keep listening before the end of the show. Somebody's got to win. And it could be you. And remember that. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Right? Fantastic. So we move on now with some great music from Davido. Oh, David. We'll be right back.
Something big is about to happen to you on radio. I bet you never saw it coming. The dynamic duo joined together by not just radio, but everything in between.
It's more than just a radio experience. It's an experience of a lifetime.
What's up, Lagos?
It's the feel of Lagos.
Fire!
From the mainland. To the island on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Come, let's talk.
Tune in every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a whole brand new What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Collins.
I am Andrea. Teke.
Teke my DJ ticket.
Something big is about to happen to you on radio. I bet you never saw it coming. The dynamic duo joined together by not just radio, but everything in between.
It's more than just a radio experience. It's an experience of a lifetime.
What's up, Lagos?
It's the feel of Lagos.
Fire!
From the mainland. To the island. On your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Come. Let's talk.
Tune in every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a whole brand new What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Collins.
I am Andrea. Teke.
Teke my DJ ticket.
Well, you heard it. Welcome back. I cannot wait for that. Well, next week is about, it's almost here. A lot of people have been calling, when? Hey, ha, ha, hoo, hey. Don't worry. Next week is here. We'll be here. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be more vibes and more great fun. Lagos has been talking. Lagos has been sending messages. And Collins, have you been reading the messages? Well, I'm about reading the messages now. What's up, Lagos? That person says, this is Creams with every single thing surprised, and said, this is Casey from Orile. See, Collins, concerning about the age of a thing. Concerning about the age of a thing. It's only in Nigeria you hear such. Concerning about the age of the thing. All right. I adopted the philosophy in life. It is mind over matter. So, kumata. It means if I don't mind, then it doesn't matter. So, if I don't mind dating a lady older than me, it honestly doesn't matter about whether every other person
I mean, it doesn't matter what every other person thinks. Yeah, it's what you wrote there. I say weather. Collins White is a weather. All right, that's straightforward. Mind over matter. Great principle. All right, great. So, I don't think people judge. John from Lagos Island. What's up, Lagos? I can't believe in relationship with an... He said, I can't be in a relationship with an older lady because they tend to be bossy and disrespectful because they are older. When a lady is in a relationship with someone older enough to be their father, most times they are after the man's wealth, you say. Now, you can hardly see a lady marrying a poor man, a poor old man. I didn't say it's not possible, but very rare. Just like Sheguarinze said, and our guest earlier, Belinda and Nabil also mentioned. And that's a fact. It's very rare. It's rare. So you might want to conclude that the reason some people get to marry people without any reason is not because of love, because of the money. Because if not, how many older people are married to younger? What if it's a woman that has the money and the woman likes the older man? See, I don't want us to box ourselves in a little cage, but in case you're just joining us and you're wondering what's Colin's talking about, what are these messages talking about, the question for the last part of the show right now is, can you date someone older than you? One. And you know, we're trying to find out the reasons behind that. Does it matter, you know, who you're dating? Does it really matter? That's the question. Does it matter the age of who you're dating? Do ladies date a man in... old enough to be their father for either money or love? Or what is wrong with dating someone older than you? Is anything wrong? Oh, well, that's a question I'm asking you. And then if you still want to tell me about your neighborhood, you want to tell me about your village, what would make people come to your village? You go ahead, you can tell me. And all the questions I've asked today, you can also respond to them as you proceed. We have two things to do: to get your calls and also play the game right after we get as many calls as possible. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, I would like to remain anonymous.
All right. Anonymous.
Yeah, but I can tell you dating an older person at times could be right.
Could be right. Yeah. Okay.
I actually currently dating an older lady, like 3-4 years older.
Okay.
But trust me, it's not about the love, but it's about the respect, like very mature dealing. When we have issues, like it's being resolved amicably, no pettiness on both sides, which I think that's the way it should go.
All right. I mean, the opinion's straightforward, and I like it. Thank you. What's up, Lagos? Another message here said, what's up, Lagos? Okay, I heard that one. He says, you people are doing a great job. Keep the good work. Samsung is smart, sending the message all the way from Katsina State. In case you say I'm out of Lagos, how will I listen to Nigeria Info? I've told you what to do. Download the Nigeria Info FM app. That way you can have us with you wherever you go. It's radio on demand. No, not radio on demand. Radio on a click. What's up, Lagos? Collins, I'm your radio ninja. So dating an older person shouldn't be a biggie, man. It depends on both individuals. It's only in Nigeria the reason everything. Love doesn't discriminate. All right, Edo Zedin Inaji sending that message. And, all right, who else is here? Oh, my, oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my. Let's get into this one now. He said, good morning, I'm Prince from Ibeju. Oh, boy, that went off. What's up, Lagos? Sorry. What's up, Lagos? Collins, you said, well, I'm feeling you amazing guys. You say, I'm your radio ninja. Okay, what am I to deny? Amazing guys, amazing job you guys are doing there. Wow, these guys are stars in their own right in the studio. I say, Bros Shage, I greet you. Hello. Neville Sajaria, nice hearing you or your voice again, you know, after a long time. He says, to ask him what I can remember him. In secondary school. Wow, it's a secondary school name. Oh boy, you didn't send this message in time. Oh wow, I would have sent it to him. So it happens that Dean Inadi's secondary school mates with one of my guests earlier. Anyway, let's get to the calls back. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Wow! Cheers to life! Cheers to life!
Yeah.
Sunday, how you feel this morning? How's Bariga?
Bariga is very fine. Oh, cool, calm and quiet.
Let me guess, you're in your house, so you're inside house. Yeah. I say it's cool, calm and quiet.
Yes, I'm inside house.
Is that what is happening outside too?
On top of this Pounded Yam, I'm just coming in.
You are in front of Pounded Yam now. Ew, no wonder. Because you know if you scream now, you have this food to eat.
Absolutely. Something is already. I think you should hear the background. What is going on?
I can hear the sound. Ew. So, I envy you. Pounded Yam. Hey. Okay.
So, my dear, there is nothing wrong.
Uh-huh.
To date a woman that is more than your age, because probably what you need is peace in the family. And when you see a lot of women jumping to those that are somehow older than them, because the young guys are preparing to use them and dump, put them into an open shame, they'll be running here and there, promises and fail. But when you come across an old man, not too much bones, at least it will take care of the woman, the babies. The woman doesn't need to labor much.
Okay.
That's why you see a lot of them believe in, dating people that are somehow older than them. That's my take.
All right.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Cheers to life! Cheers to life! Thank you, Sunday. Enjoy your Pounded Yam alone. Okay. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Yes.
Cheers to life.
Welcome.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Who's on the line?
My name is Philip Folonshaw.
Okay. Mr. Folonshaw, welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. Please, colleagues, I will need a little bit digress in a little way.
Okay.
This morning, at water corporation in VI.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
There is a road there that no signboard, no anything. This morning, a colleague of mine went to that road, and some guy they called themselves task force, and they took his car away. There is no signboard or whatsoever. That water corporation coming from VI.
Yeah.
And you enter that road. Even up to now, cars are going up and down. But maybe they just decide to arrest him. And
they identified and said tax force. Tax force is not, there's no institution called tax force. They should say tax force from where? Tax force, what government? Morocco. Is it from Morocco?
Yes.
So they took the car to Morocco police station.
Yes, is that what they took the car to Morocco police station this morning, just now? There is no signboard whatsoever.
Well, I trust the guys at Morocco police station. I know I've never heard them in any negative light before, but I want to believe that in case they are listening, they should not do the one that will now make, you know, us not to put them on the list of those who are doing well. Anyways, just follow up since you reported this. Just follow up and let us know what's going on. And I hope nobody's victimized for any reason.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you
very much. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you. Well, it's a family meeting. It's a family gathering. It's a family rendezvous right here on radio. Every morning we get to have fun, talk about the things we're interested in, and also ensure that it's fun. We're doing it with so much fun. What's up, Lagos? I'm Prince from Abuja. Hey, how is ABJ City this morning? I don't think age should be a factor when it comes to love. There is absolutely nothing wrong in dating an older person, he says. He said people's choices should be respected, and that's all. Thank you, Prince. Straightforward. Let me go to Twitter right now. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM. That's the Twitter handle. Remember, the hashtag is Nigeria Info WL. What's up, Lagos? Chance to life. Don't forget to add chance to life hashtag if you wish. Well, it says Nigeria Info. Good morning, Collins. My baby is 10 years older and our relationship is still the best ever. For me, I think older partner is more understanding and there is this humbleness from the two of us. What's up, Lagos? It works for us. and it doesn't work for some. Well, congrats to you. Well done. And I'm happy for you, really. Now, Joy Forever on Twitter. And that tweet came in from Hurt Real Truth. How can your name be Hurt Real and Truth? Okay. Is it my name? Anyways, thank you for that. Joy Forever on Twitter says, all right, Nigeria Info Collins, what's up, Lagos? Teke, where is the second Teke? All right, don't worry. It's going to come very soon. Next week, it's going to be here, and it's going to be exciting. Well, love should be guided by principle. Okay. This is a serious one. Let me take it. Love should be guided by principle. You hardly see young ladies marrying poorer old men. Let God lead you and not side chicks or Aristos. Joy the Vex. How far, Joy? Anyways, thank you. You made your point and it's straightforward. Guys, for those just joining us, we'll take some more calls and we'll play the game just in a moment. Oh, boy.
Good morning. What's up?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
I have called you 76 times. My phone battery is almost all.
Ah, finally you made it.
I made it to Oshio speaking from Bariga.
Oh, let's talk. How's Bariga this morning?
Bariga is cool and I'm been calling for a particular thing. I want to play just a minute. Please.
Okay.
Please.
No, you can't play just a minute. We'll play head to head and I'll give you ticket to go see that movie. Are you ready? Invite.
Okay.
That's if you beat me on head to head.
Oh, okay.
You know head to head now. Why is it? Oh, is it hard to play?
You know, it's August now. I've been trying this call.
I know you're here. That's what I'm saying. You should play head to head. Do you know head to head?
Okay.
Are you scared of head? You know how head to head. All right. For someone who doesn't know, head to head is a game show where we play for 1 minute. And what we do is to ask you the questions. You respond to the questions without hesitation, without long pauses, without saying yes or no, without repeating yourself. Are you ready for that?
I am.
Your time starts right now. First of all, what's your name?
My name is Sheun.
So Sheun is your name, not Teun?
Sheun Oluwole Larry is my name.
Sheun Oluwole Larry?
Larry Oluwole Sheun.
Okay, that's the name. So what's the order? Is it Larry Oluwole Sheun or Sheun Oluwole Larry?
Sheun Oluwole Larry.
Okay, that's the correct one, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you for the yes. I heard it. Yes, that's the correct one.
Oh!
Please.
It's all
gold.
Please.
Oh, please. But you know you can play. Okay, you know what?
Yes, I can.
I'm going to give you the ticket. I'm going to give you the pass for playing. You tried. You played for 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Yeah, so hang on there. Someone is going to get your number and they'll get across to you and get your invite. You know?
Okay.
You need relaxation. Go relax. Watch movie. VIP. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colin.
Ooh la la. Who do we have this morning? Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Speaking about your topic this morning, I think age is not a barrier at all.
Okay.
You know, I think major fears are, imagine, say, your partner, they older than you or they younger than you. You are looking at crowd mentality, like, what will people say? You know, if I don't feel show this person publicly, you know, then another thing, sometimes they break fish in the show. Sometimes they'll be like, am I your man?
Who's your mate?
I've seen you for this relationship.
You know, so that, but all in all, sometimes, I mean, to date an older person could be amazing and interesting sometimes. It could make a lot of sense because if you're a very matured person, I mean, so I'll give you an example. I have encountered it before where dating people in my age range is problematic because they are thinking of money to use to enter taxi. But when I have conversations with people older than, they are thinking of money for alpha, what's the next plan? So sometimes, it helps and some other times, it doesn't. But we're waiting for next week so that Tekema Dimeji can.
Dimeji already.
Thank
you so much. Next week is here ready. I cannot wait. What are your expectations for the show? What are you expecting, really? Because, I've heard a lot of things. I've heard different things. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Who do we have this morning?
Look on the line.
Hey, I'm fine. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Oh, great. Let's talk. Do you want to play head-to-head?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No yes, no no's, no repetition, no straight answers, no long pauses. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm very ready.
Okay, let's play. Your time starts right now. Boom. Okay, so tell me about you. Who are you, really?
My name is Doko. I'm very short. I'm from Benue State.
You are very short?
Yes, I'm...
Did I hear the yes? Yes! He said the yes so loud. Oh, boy. Don't worry. We'll play the game again tomorrow. It's head-to-head. For those who are just introduced to it for the first time, it's the most fun. It's the funnest game. After just a minute, it's like the funnest game on radio, you know, where you have fun and also get to learn how to communicate. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Oh my! Ah, I can feel the happiness for you. Like I can feel the freedom. I can feel like the expression. You've expressed yourself, and it's like oh my! I waited for this moment.
I'm a first time caller.
Wow!
I've been listening to your show. Since last week when I listen for work, I've been listening to your show.
I'll be calling. Call it. So which day will I scream my own scream, boo?
Oh my God!
Now,
what's up, Lego?
Cheers to life! Just the life! Oh my! Thank you so much for calling. I'm happy. What's your name? What's your good name? No, come back! Come back! Don't go!
My name is Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey! Jeffrey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kosovo Local Government.
Great to know. How do you feel this morning? Do you want to play head to head?
I'm feeling good.
Oh, great. So let's play let's play just a minute. Would you like just a minute or head to head?
A minute.
Just a minute. All right. You have 1 minute to play just a minute, and the time starts
now.
No! He ran away. But it's okay. I enjoyed the scream.
What's up, Lego?
Chance to life. Who do we have?
This is Abednego.
Abednego, want to play head-to-head? It's been a while, by the way. You're going head-to-head. You can't play just a minute at your age. How many times have you played? If I give you left hand now. At your age, you want to play just a minute. How many times have you played? Have you not played just a minute before?
No, I did not.
Abednego, have you played just a minute or not before?
Yes, but I did not win.
You did not win or did win? You have played. Let other someone play. Are you scared of head-to-head?
Yeah. I won last year.
Uh-huh, but you won. Do you want to play it ahead or I should take somebody else? Five, 4, 3, aha. Great, thank you, Abednego. Abednego is a friend of ours and a very good friend of mine, so I could do that to him directly. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life.
Cheers
to life, yes.
Cheers to life. This is Abby.
Hey, Abby.
Abby from Aja.
Abby, how's Aja? I heard the fighting at Okeria yesterday. Were you there?
I'm not there.
But did you hear?
I heard.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's play just a minute. Abby, have you played just a minute before?
No.
Okay, so let's play just...
No, I'm here for the topic.
Oh, go ahead now. I love those who are here for the talk.
If he married an older person, dating is apart from marriage, but dating, I've tried it. It worked out for me.
Oh.
But now, you know, I married early.
Okay.
Early of my age. I married early of my age. Mm. As I'm talking with you, I divorced to 2 wives.
No, it's okay. The R is just, you know, there's just
you know what,
there.
You know what? I'm married. Well, I'm a Yoruba guy, right? Okay. But I'm dating an older person to me for long. Okay. And the dating works out. So when I just divorce, I just need to go to an older person.
Mm.
The woman I'm married to now, older to me, 9 good years.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
And we are living fine.
Happily. That's it.
Happily.